We're going to learn Daf Chaf Beis in Masechtas Nedarim. We're going to start from the third line from the top. Let me just tell you what's going on over here. The fourth case, exactly. So there's the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis gave a siman of Asi Ve'Alozu Yochan of Yanai. There's two. We already did three out of the four cases. The first case was with Rav Asi that they said, is that what you were really thinking? The person said, no, I wasn't thinking. Now, let me, one second, I skipped. We're talking about the sugya of charatov, how to undo a neder. When somebody comes to a rav and says, I don't want to keep this neder, so they're finding a way, finding either a charatov or a pesach, so that they could say that the rav could be matur the neder. So the first shita was, the Rav Asi said, is this what you were thinking? And the person said, no. So that's just a straight charata, and he was matter the neder. The second case was Rebbe Lozer, and he said, I was very angry at the time. And he said, well, if you weren't angry, would you make the neder? He said, no. He says, oh, okay, fine. Also, that's a charata meyikara. So then that's also a neder. He said, that's enough to be matter. The third case was with Rabbi Yochanan, was that as a result of the neder, this woman made a neder that she wasn't going to give anything to her daughter, and as a result, everybody in town was starting to spread rumors and said, there must be something wrong with the daughter. That's why the mother doesn't want to give her anything. So he said, if you had known that people were going to start these rumors, would you make the neder? And the mother said, of course not. So he was also, so again, it's a charata d'meyikara, that's a Pesach, that's actually what the Mefarshim call a Pesach, because that's something new that you wouldn't have anticipated, that people were going to have a problem with the people were going to start the rumors, so he was matter. That leaves us with the fourth case, which starts at the top, the third line from the top on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this: Bar Barte de Rabbi Yanai Saba, the son of the daughter of Rabbi Yanai Saba, meaning Rabbi Yanai was the grandfather, and this was relevant to the grandson. So he said the following case. Also the Kameh de Rav Yanai. So the grandson of Rav Yanai came to Rav Yanai, Saba. To his grandfather, right, he came to his grandfather. Amalei, ilu hava yodeas de poischin pin kosecha umamashmashin ba'avoida ba'uvdecha minadarta. He said, so Rav Yanai asked his grandson, if you would have known that as a result of your neder, that up in Shemayim, they were going to start looking into your meisim. They were going to open up your pinkos. Your pinkos is your notebook that you write in, up in Shemayim. And they would look through your deeds to see whether you behaved or not. Would you have made that neder to start this up? So Amar Lei Loi, so he said, of course not. I would never want Shemayim to start looking at my, whether I'm good or bad, to have a din taira. Vasharia, and he was matur. So just so that you know, all the Mefarshim, including the Ran, say that the point over here is, of course, we always, every time a person does an Aveira Chas V'Shalom, they write up in the Pinkos admitting that they did this Aveira. The Chiddush of the Gemara over here was that just by making a neder, even if you didn't do an Aveira at all, that's enough to open up your Pinkos. That's enough to look at your, to open up that notebook up in Shemayim. So that's what he was asking. He says, if you do an Aveira, no, you did an Aveira. But here you didn't even do an Aveira. You want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be busy looking at your list? So he says, no, I don't want that. So that's enough to be Matar the neder. Amar Rav Abba, Mikra. So those are the four cases. We just finished the four cases. Amar Rav Abba, Mikra. Where do we see this idea of specifically the case that we just learned, that when a person makes a neder, that they look at his meisim, they look at his acts in Shemayim? Because the Pasuk says, V'achar nedarim livaker, and after a person makes a neder, they check. Okay, so a person gets checked. When a person makes a neder, they're up in Shemayim, they check his deeds. And we'll see later, because the expectation is that a person thinks that they're so perfect that they're not going to be over on, they're not going to violate their neder. So you think you're so great? Oh, let's check out whether you're so great or not. The Avogav, the Pasuk Rav Yanai lay, even though Rav Yanai felt that this was a good enough Pesach, this was a new circumstance that the person didn't think of when they made a neder, and he used it to be matar a neder, Anan loy paschinu lay baho. We don't use that kind of heter. Because that would be something actually that would be generic and would apply to every single case. So we don't use that. We don't use that as a Pesach. And the Gemara continues, V'loy paschinu v'hado achanaisa. And we also don't use the next case that we're about to say as a Pesach in general as well. Dama Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He taught us as follows. My Pasach le Rabbi Gamliel lahu Saba. What did Rabbi Gamliel use as a Pasach for this particular Saba, for this particular person? He said a Pasach like this. Yesh boita kimid kairois cherev. There are those people who, boita means you talk, you say things. You say things, maybe appropriate, maybe inappropriate, you say things. It's as if you're stabbing with a sword. And the chachamim come and they soften it up a little bit. So we see that making an eder, the boita over here that we're referring to, is he said things towards klape other people. You made an eder, and you need the chachamim to be marpe. So, but the way he darshaned the pasuk was as follows. Kol ha-boita, this is what Rabbi Gamliel said. Kol ha-boita roi ledaikar b'cherev. Anybody who starts making nedarim, they deserve to be stabbed. They themselves, the one who made the neder, deserves to be stabbed. Because you're getting yourself into trouble. You never know whether you're going to fulfill or violate the neder. However, the chachamah can be merapa. So you say to the person, did you know that making this neder is going to get you into trouble? And if the person says, no, I didn't realize that, Rabbi Gamliel was willing to be matir. The Gemara itself says, we don't use that as a Pesach. Similarly, the Gemara says, and there's also another one, another example of where they provided a Pesach, which we also don't use. The Tanya we learned in a Brisa. Rabbi Nelson says, Hanoider ki ilu bana bama. Someone who makes an eder is as if he built a bama. The hamakaymoi, and then if you fulfill the neder, ki ilu makriv alav carbon. It's as if you brought a carbon on that bama. So now there's a lot of things to discuss, and Mefarshim really spend a lot of time on this muscle. Because first of all, where do we ever see that building Obama is a problem? We know that bringing a carbon on the Obama is a problem. But where do we see ever building? So interestingly, the Rajba says that building the bomb is also also, and he brings a pasuk for it also, brings a different pasuk, but he says most of the Farshim don't learn that the building of the bomb is the problem. The problem is, like anything else, you make a bomb, so the likelihood is that it's going to lead to bringing a carbon, and bringing the carbon is the problem. So that's why we do not encourage. So the same thing with the neder. Making the neder in and of itself is not necessarily the problem. The problem is that once you're under the neder, once you've made the neder, now you have a problem, because if you don't fulfill it, you're going to be doing an aveira. And also the Mefarshim learn that the problem here is that we also don't like building the bama itself. Because why would a person build a bama? A person would build a bama is because, nowadays I don't have an opportunity to bring karbanos, so we know it's very restrictive of, I can't bring a carbon. Let me add opportunities to bring a carbon. Similarly, a person says, there's so many yisurim in the Torah, let me make additional yisurim, let me be more machmer. So that is not encouraged. We do not encourage, like the same way we know, for example, that we consider a nazir a chayta, because he created extra Yisurim on himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't necessarily ask her. The same thing is true by Nedarim in general. A person thinks that they're doing good by making additional Yisurim. The answer is you're not really, you're getting yourself into trouble, you're taking yourself further away from what you're supposed to be doing than doing what you're supposed to be doing. In any event, that's, again, there's a lot of Mefarshim on this one line of the Gemara. The point is that making an eder is not encouraged. It's like building a bama, which can lead to Yisurim. So the Gemara says as follows. We're going to have two versions over here. Bereisha paschinon, in the beginning, meaning the fact that you built a bama, that we say, did you know you were building a bama? That we could use as a Pesach. But in the end, meaning at the end where the person was violating the neder, Abaya Amar Paschinon, Abaya says you could use that as a Pesach, and Rava Amar Loi Paschinon. Rava says you can't use that as a Pesach anymore, because a person would always, if you ask a person and you say, did you know you're doing an Avera? Would you like to undo the Avera? Of course the person's going to say, yes, of course, I would like to undo the Avera. So we don't really know whether he's telling the truth that Meikara, had I known, I would never have done that in the first place. He's never going to answer you, yes, I want to do an Avera. I mean, under normal people wouldn't answer, yes, I want to do an Avera. So they'll always say, I didn't want to do the Avera, so the Rav will always be Matir. But it's not really, this is Rav's logic, it's not really always true that the person really has Charata. He might just be saying it. So therefore the Rav says we can't use it as a Pesach. That's the first version of the Gemara. The second version of the Gemara is, Rav Kahana Masila Lahosh Maitza Bahadein Lishna. Rav Kahana learns this Gemara in the following way. He learns as follows. Rav Tavyumi Masni Hachi, Rav Tavyumi taught us like this. B'seifa loy paschinon. Actually, everybody agrees, not just Rabba. Also, Abaya agrees that we cannot use the seifa, asking the guy, you know it's an Aveiro, as a Pesach. Because everybody will say, sure, of course, I didn't want to do an Aveiro. The Machloikis is rather Bereisha, in building the Boma itself, making the Neder in the first place. Abaya Omar Paschina, Rava says that's enough. Excuse me, Abaya says that's enough to use as a Pesach. Rava Omar Loi Paschina, and Rava once again says again, even that is not enough to use as a Pesach, because once again everybody's going to say, no, of course, I don't want to build Obama, and it's not, we don't really know whether or not they're telling the truth, and whether or not that's good enough for a, therefore, a Rav to use as a Pesach. Now, after all of this, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is v'hilchaso. The Gemara itself tells us the halacha loy paschina loy bereisha v'loy b'seifa. We don't use either of those as an excuse as a pesach. Whether the fact that he built the bama, whether he violated the bama, he brought the carbon on the bama. The point is, we don't use that as a pesach. And similarly, the Gemara says v'loy paschinan b'hanami d'shmuel. And we also don't use Shmuel's example or Shmuel's scenario as an excuse as a pesach. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, even if you fulfill your neder, you're still called a Rasha. Okay, so again, you tell a person, did you know that when you made a neder, you'd be considered a Rasha? And the person says, no. If I had known I'd be a Rasha, I wouldn't make the neder. So it's a very generic type of Pesach. So the Gemara is saying that we don't pass on like Shmuel that can use that too as a Pesach. Amar Abua, Mikro. So what is the pasuk for this, that you would be considered a Rasha just by merely making a neder? Because the pasuk says, v'chisechto lindor, a person should refrain from making a neder. Lo yeh b'chachet, if you refrain from making a neder, you won't be doing averus. Now, that's the pasuk. V'yalev chadola chadola, and we use the word chadola to teach us in context what the pasuk is really teaching us. K'siv ha'cha kisechta lindor. Our pasuk says that you refrain from keeping a neder. K'siv ha'sam, and it says over there in Iyov, Sham Rishoyim Chodlu Roiges, that if the Rishoyim, actually Iyov was talking about once a person dies and they're in the kever, so over there, the Rishoyim won't get angry at you. Right? Once a person's dead, people aren't angry at them anymore. That's it. They're finished. So, but again, it uses the word chadolu, and it means refraining. So therefore, again, a person should, and it says Rishoyim. Rishoyim chadolu. So the Rishoyim are going to stay away from you. So same thing over here also by the nether. When you're refraining from the nether, you're refraining from being connected to Rishoyim. So we see that merely making a neder in and of itself puts the person in the category of a rasha, because they can potentially violate the neder. So Amar Rav Yosef Afanan Nami Tanina. We also learned, actually, it's not just a pasuk, we also learned it. We follow this logic that making a neder is considered a rasha, like we saw in the beginning of the second parak. Kinidrek Sheirim Loi Omar Klum. If a person says, I am making this neder the way a kosher, the way a good person would make a neder. So Loi Omar Klum, because a good person would never make a neder. So we see that kosher people don't make a neder. And the flip side is Kinidre Rishoyim Nadar. If I say I want to make a neder like a rasha, once again referring to a neder as being a rasha, and you could do that in Nazirus, just as a regular carbon, which is the classic example of an eder and a shvua. So we see that making an eder or making a shvua in and of itself is considered being a rasha. So we see that a person should stay away from making an eder. It labels him a rasha. Okay, now, interesting thing. Now they're going to go off on a slight tangent for a few lines in the Gemara, because we mentioned that the Rishoyim get angry at a person, but they don't get angry at him once he's in the kever. So once we're talking about anger, the Gemara now says like this. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonason. Says the name of Rav Yonason. Kol HaKoyes Mine Gehenim Sholtim Boy. If a person gets angry, so parts of Gehenim are going to apply to him, are going to interact with him. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'haser kas mi libcha." You should remove anger from your heart. And that will remove bad from your flesh. Now, what are we talking about? What bad? Ve'in ra elegehenim. And bad, when we use the word raw, what's intrinsically bad? That's Gehenim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Kol poel Hashem leman nehu." Person should do the work for Hashem for his sake. The gam rasha liyoim ra, And a Rasha will end up in a bad day. So where's the Rasha going to end up? In Gehenim. So we see that the word Ra is referring to Gehenim, and therefore also Kaas is going to lead a person to Gehenim. Okay? So therefore, just getting angry, it's that inexcusable anger, or possibly even real anger, is a problem. And the Mepharshim explained, because what's going to end up happening is when a person gets angry, they do the wrong thing, that's when they're going to end up doing Averis, so they're going to end up, that's what's going to cause them to go to Gehenim. Now the Gemara says it's a practical matter. Now when a person, not only that, when a person gets angry, a person is going to have a problem going to the bathroom. It's going to heat up his body in a way that he's not going to digest his food properly, and he's going to have a hard time going to the bathroom. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'nosan Hashem l'cha sham leiv roiges," that Hashem is going to put. He's going to get angry. The killer neinayim is going to ruin his eyes. V'dav nefesh, and make him depressed. Ezer davish mechaleis neinayim. So, what kind of thing makes a person weaker, that ruins their eyesight? Umadav nefesh, and it also makes a person sad. Have a oimer elo tachtonius. This is when a person can't go to the bathroom. It impacts his mental being as well. So we see that getting angry can cause a person to either physical harm and spiritual harm. The Gemara tells a story about getting angry. Ula b'masika la'arad Yisrael. So one time while he was traveling up to Eretz Yisrael, Islabule train b'nei Chuzoy. There were two people from the city of Chuzoy that were traveling with him. As we'll see in a moment, it's actually a machlokes rishonim whether these Bnei Chuzoy were Goyim or Yidden, whether they were Jews or not. In any event, these two people were traveling Bahadei with him. One of the two guys got angry and killed and shechted the other guy, slit his throat. Amar Le Ula, and the murderer said to Ula, Yo Yisavdi, did I do good? So Amar Le, so Ula answered in, yep. So now again, it's different. Mefarshim explain these words, different thing. Either Ula himself pulled his neck open, or I think most Mefarshim learned that he actually advised the other guy that if you want him to die quicker, you should open up his throat so he'll die quicker. Okay, but that's what Ula did. Of course, everybody's talking, if it was Yidden, then the question is, why was it mutter for Ula to either encourage or do to make the person die earlier? So there's a lot of different terutzim on this kasha, why in this case of the Ula was unique and mutter for Ula to encourage that act to happen. In any event, that's the story that happened. So, he also the kamei to Rabbi Yochanan. So when Ula finally came to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lei, Dilma chas v'shalom achzika yidei oivrei aveira. So Ula was very upset. He said, maybe I was being machzik, I was strengthening the person who was doing an aveira, and I was encouraging that. So maybe I misbehaved. So Amar lei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Nafshecha hitzalto. You saved yourself. So sakonas nepashos. So therefore it was mutter. Okay, now that's actually one of the answers to why it was mutter for Ula to do this, because it's usher for a person to kill, right? Yarek Val Yab, or a person vow to kill somebody else. But when you're in a situation, this is one of the tourism, when you're in a situation where the person is already dying, just a question of time, whether he's going to die sooner, you know, very soon or immediately, so there is no Yarek Val Yab. That's one of the terusim why it was mutter for Ula to do this. In any event, that was Rabbi Yochanan Saris, that you saved yourself. But the Gemara continues, Katama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was wondering, Michti, Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'nasan Hashem l'cha, Shom leiv roiges. It says that Hashem is going to give the idea of anger to the extent that it's going to kill somebody. Now, Shom, there, the Bavel Ksiv. That's referring to Bavel. So if so, why would somebody coming to Eretz Yisrael be so angry that he would kill somebody? This is not supposed to happen in Eretz Yisrael. So Ula answered him, "Ahi shaita." At that moment, now I'm on the top of Chabez Amud Beis, Loi Avrinon Yardona. We had not yet crossed the Jordan River, meaning we were still outside of Eretz Yisrael. Since we were outside of Eretz Yisrael, and Eber Yarden doesn't help. Since we were still outside of Eretz Yisrael, so the idea of Sham there still applies. It wasn't in Eretz Yisrael where the Kas would calm down. Okay, that's the story. That's the Gemara That's what the Gemara tells us about kasa could lead even to murder. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Bar Huna, Kol HaKoyes, anybody who gets angry, Afilu Shechina Ena Chashuva Kenegdoi. He doesn't even consider the Shechina. Of course, the obvious reason that we all in the Musar Sfarim explain is because why would you get angry? The only reason you get angry is because things aren't going your way. Why do you think things aren't going your way? The only way you can think that is because you think Hashem made a mistake of some sort, so you're getting angry. If you believe that Hashem put this here in your way, so then who are you getting angry at? In any event, that's already the next level. The simple reading of the Gemara is that a person who gets angry doesn't take Hashem into consideration. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Rasha kegoyva apoy bal yidroy. So Rasha, when he gets his anger exceeds his anger, he doesn't seek anymore. He's not seeking Hashem. Ein elikim kol mizmoisav. That Hashem is not part of his talk, part of his discussion, part of his conscious. Okay, so a person when he gets angry is not thinking about Hashem. On that, the Gemara continues, Rav Yirmiyah midifti yomar. Rav Yirmiyah says, Mishkachas tamudoi. A person, as a result of getting angry, will forget even something that he already learned. Umoisiv tipshus, and he will end up doing silly things. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Kikas b'chik, when a person is angry in his lap, meaning is angry, Silim yanuach, so then rests foolhardiness. So again, when a person gets angry, he ends up doing foolish things. V'ksiv, v'ksil yifroish avelis. And a fool will spread his bad deeds. So once again, when a person gets angry, they not only, you lose the positive and you gain a negative. It's very detrimental to what you're causing over here. So, that, by the way, the Mefarshim say, everybody knows the famous Gemara that tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he also lost the halacha. So why doesn't the Gemara bring a raya from that Moshe Rabbeinu, as a result of his anger, he forgot the halacha with Aaron, when he was dealing with Aaron HaKohen? So the Mefarshim explain, this example is a better example, because here the Gemara is saying more than that. In Moshe Rabbeinu's case, he forgot, for the moment, he forgot the halacha, but then he remembered it. Because he had a right to get angry. Whereas over here we're talking about where the person doesn't have a right to get angry, he forgets halacha and he forgets it forever. So that's much worse. Okay, the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Biyadua sha'avonoisav merubin mizchuyoisav. That, again, as we can imagine, as we visualize Rosh Hashanah time, that a person has more avers, there's more mitzvahs and so on, and there's a scale. So we say the same thing, a person who is constantly getting angry, you can know about this person that they have more avers than schuyos. More bad than good. Shenemar ubal chemo rav pesha. A person who gets angry, somebody who's constantly getting angry. Again, we're not talking about a person who sometimes gets angry, you know, once in a while, you know, everybody can get angry about something. But we're talking about a person who is a baal chemo, somebody who's constantly getting angry, is an angry person. Rav Pesha, he has a lot of averis. Now the Gemara continues and says, Omer Ravada Barav Chenino. Ravada Barav Chenino says, Omole Chotu Yisrael, Loi Chotu. Let's go with the gears of Loi Chotu. If Klal Yisrael did not do Averos, Loi Nitan Lehem Ela Chamisha Chumshei Torah V'Sefer Yeshua Bovad. If we didn't do any Averos, so then Tanakh would be limited to the five books of the Torah. Obviously we need the Torah. And only Sefer Yeshua. Now why Sefer Yeshua? Why is Sefer Yeshua special? She'orcha Shel Eretz Yisrael. Shal Eretz Yisrael, who? Because over there, in the last few prakim of Sefer Yeshua, it describes the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So we need to know where the boundaries are. So that's why Sefer Yeshua would be necessary, as opposed to the other svarim, which are Musar svarim. We don't need those. My time, the Gemara itself says, "Ki beroiv chochma rav kas." There is more chochma because of the abundance of anger. Meaning, like we know about everything else when it comes to Ruchnius, there's an equal and opposite reaction. For every action, there's equal opposite reaction. For the fact that we did Averus, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us more Musar. So, that's why we have so many Sfarim in Tanakh, because they need to react to the Averus. If we didn't do the Averus, then they wouldn't need the reaction. The Mefarshim will ask on this Gemara, but there are many First of all, there's a few questions that the Mefarshim asks. Mefarshim asks, not every Sefer in Tanakh, in Nach, is Musar. There's a Kehelis, which is advice, and there's Shir Hashirim, which is praise, and Tehillim. Not all of the Svarim are necessarily Musar per se. So they say, okay, but there's an element of Musar, we wouldn't need them. We wouldn't necessarily need them. If we didn't have, so to speak, the concept of Tanakh, we wouldn't have those Svarim. But more importantly, the Mefarshim ask that there are a lot of halachas that we derive from the Psukim in Tanakh. Where would we know these halachas? So the Mefarshim answer that there is, the truth of the matter is, any halacha that we find and derive from Tanakh is really a halacha l'moshim b'Sinai, and it was just codified in the Nach. But if it wasn't codified in the Nach, we would still know the halacha. It would still be the halacha. There's no, because ein chol chodesh tachas hashemesh. It's the Nevi'im, a Navi is not mechadesh a new halacha. It's just a matter of where it was written so that we can see it and we can learn it. But lemaisa, the halacha is still going to change. So at the end of the day, the Mefarshim still obviously agree with what the line of the Gemara over here is. If not for the Musa Svarim, if we didn't need the Musa Svarim, we wouldn't have the rest of Tanakh. Okay, so that is the sugya of Kas. Now the Gemara goes back to the previous sugya, which we were talking about, the Pesach. Right, so we started today, and the sugya that we've been talking about for the last few blot is the idea that there's a concept of charoto, that if a person makes a neder or a shvuah for that matter, and now there is a reason why he can no longer fulfill the neder or shvuah, he goes to Rav to be matar. Okay, so we're going back into that sugya now. The Gemara says like this: Amar Ravasi, Einus Kokin LeLekei Yisrael. So the Ran himself has two pshatim over here. He doesn't really say it as two pshatim, but he does go back and forth in what he considers to be the two pshatim. Either the main pshat that the Ran actually chooses at first is the Elokei Yisrael is referring just to the concept of a shvua, as opposed to a neder. Even though till now we've been talking about nedarim and being matar and neder and so on, here the Gemara seems to be flipping to the concept of a shvua. Later, the Ran is going to say that Be'elokei Yisrael means not only a shvua, but it means a shvua with the Shem Hashem, specifically Be'elokei Yisrael, that you're using the Shem Hashem. Okay. And either way, the Gemara's point is as follows. Rav Asi says, Ein Nizkokin Le'elokei Yisrael, we do not look for ways out. So again, either in the context of shvua or in the context where a person says, let's stick to that pshat, the Ran, even though it's the Ran's second pshat, I think it's easier to follow the Gemara this way. When a person uses the Elokei Yisrael, he uses Hashem's name, so he makes it a much more intense, much more severe type of shvua. So we don't look to be matter that. We don't look for a Pesach, we don't really try necessarily to help the person out to get out of it. Chutz, what would be the exception to that rule? That we would help the person get out of the neder or the shvuah. The case is as follows: Mikoinim ishti, where a guy comes in and says that I made my wife usser. So here's again where a little flips back and forth. If you learn that niskokin le'elokei Yisrael is referring to a shvuah, then we say koinim ishti, which is really a case of a neder. So that's why it's a little bit tricky that pshat. Mikoinim ishti. Anyway, the person comes in and says I made nanesli. I made my wife usser to me. And now he says shagonva eskise because she stole money out of my wallet. V'sheik says banai where she hit my children. Okay, and therefore I want to make her aser. And then it turns out that she really didn't steal anything and she really didn't hit his children. So therefore, those are cases where. And the Mefarshim really explained, not so much because it was a mistake, because if it was a mistake, he wouldn't even need to go to a Rav to be matur. That has nothing to do with it. The idea is that he tried to make his wife usher. Al Sholem Bayis, we're going to try to help the person out, that he should be able to undo the neder, the shvuah, whatever we're talking about over here. The Chacham are going to try to help him. So now that we've established this concept, there was a story. Hahi de Osoi Lekame de Ravasi. There was this woman who came to Ravasi. Omar lo b'mayna darto. So yes, sir. So what was the basis of your neder? How did you make the neder? And she answered, "Be'elokei Yisrael." So again, using the pshat in the Ran, where he says, "I said Hashem's name to enhance my neder." Amar lo, so Rav Asi answered, which is consistent with Rav Asi's teretz. Inadarti b'moi, if you use just the idea, the concept that Hashem exists, shu kinoi ba'almo, which is just a, so to speak, a nickname, and the fact that Hashem exists, so mizdakakino loch, then I would pay attention to you, and again, I would try to find a heter for you. But now that you didn't just use the fact that Hashem exists, like, hey Yisrael, you used Hashem's name itself, so then I'm not going, I can't help you anymore. Because Rav Asi again in the Shita is that if once you use Hashem's name and you elevate it to that level of type of neder, so then we're not going to look for heterim anymore. Now, Rav Kahana Ikla Labei Rabbi Yosef. So once we're talking about throwing in Hashem's name to make the neder more severe, the Gemara has an interesting story. Rav Kahana Ikla Labei Rabbi Yosef. Rav Kahana was traveling. He came to Rabbi Yosef's yeshiva. Omar Le Litoimar Midi. So Rabbi Yosef said, oh, you know what? You're here. Why don't you eat something? Omar Le Loi. So Rav Kahana said, no, I don't want to eat. And then he added, More Kule, the master of everything, i.e. Hashem. I'm not eating anything. I swear I'm not going to eat anything. Okay, so he added the fact that he's swearing in Hashem's name that he's not going to eat. So Amar Le, so Rav Yosef answered back, Loi Mari Kule, Hashem doesn't want Loi Tamis Le, that I shouldn't give it to you. I shouldn't give you anything. Okay, so he also, at least in the Havamina of the Gemara, he swore also, okay, I also swear in Hashem's name, that I'm not going to give you anything to eat. Okay, that's the story. Now the Gemara is going to take this apart a little bit. Henichalu Rav Kahano. I understand why Rav Kahano, the Omar Loi, that he said, I don't want to eat the Marikula, and then he added the Marikula to make it more intense, to make it real serious, that he doesn't want to, that he's not going to eat. Ela Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yosef's answer, Amai Omar Loi Mari Kule. So why would he say, I have to swear in Hashem's name that I'm not going to give you? What was the point? What was he trying to emphasize? He was already usher for him to eat. So why did he have to use Hashem's name to make the point? The Gemara says, actually, you're right. That's exactly what he was saying. Hachi hu duka amar lei. What he was saying is exactly that point. Loi mare kulei. Say, Loi, I'm not going to give you. Mare kulei hu duka amris. You already said that you swore in Hashem's name that you're going to not eat from me. Hilkuch loy temislay. Therefore, I'm not going to give you. Meaning, he wasn't saying, it's not meant to be read, and the Mepharshim explained it this way, that it wasn't meant to be read as one sentence, loy kuleyam temislay, that I'm not giving you, and I swear in Hashem's name, I'm not giving you. That's not what he said. What he says is, loy, I'm not going to give you, because mari alma, you said mari alma. Now, once you said mari alma, loy temislay, I can't give you anything to eat, because you swore in Hashem's name. That's the way Rav Yosef was answering. It's not that he was swearing in Hashem's name. He was just repeating over what Rav Kahana said. So since Rav Kahana elevated it to that level, so therefore he was saying, listen, you left me no choice. I can't give you anything anymore. But I'm not swearing. There's no reason for him to swear in Hashem's name. There's no reason for him to do that, and that's not what he meant to do. Now, just so that a little more explanation to this Gemara, a deeper understanding, because it's a very interesting Gemara. What are they swearing? I swear I'm not going to eat. And we saw already earlier Gemaras, when a person says, I swear I'm not going to even step foot into your house, we said that was never really meant as a shvuah. That was, right, that was just a zirus ba'almo, and the halacha was they were allowed to eat. So the Mepharshim explained over here, specifically what happened was that Rav Kahana, again, it doesn't say this in the Gemara, but this is what the Mepharshim will say, that Rav Kahana was mekabel upon himself a tainis. He was really saying, I don't want to eat, not because I don't want to eat from your food. It wasn't personal to Rabbi Yosef. He was being mekabel atainis. And Rabbi Yosef was disagreeing with him and saying, you should not be mekabel atainis. There's no reason for you to be mekabel atainis. So he said, no, I was mekabel atainis, and it's for the sake of Hashem. So therefore, Rav Kahana swore, no, for Hashem's sake, I need to be mekabel atainis. And Rabbi Yosef said, okay, fine. Then if you swore in Hashem's name that you're going to be mekabel atainis, then I'm not going to give you any point. I'm not going to try to discourage you from keeping your word to keep the tainis. That was the shakil of the Gemara behind the scenes. Now, in conclusion, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Haloch Ilchasa, the Haloch is actually contrary to a lot of what we were saying till now in the Gemara. The Gemara paskins, Poyschin b'charata. First of all, we could even use charata, meaning a regret, in the fact that the person was mekabel. Now, you could say that the charata over here that we were talking about is charata tmei kara, that I didn't mean to make the neder, I never would have meant to make the neder in the first place. And, not only that, when it's kokon lelek, hey Yisrael, and we do, we're matter even, again, according to the first pshat, we would be matter even a shvur, or we would be matter even a shvur or a neder that uses the Shem Hashem, not like Ravasi. So the Gemara is paskening, not like what we've been saying till now, rather, we would spend the time and the effort to be matter. Okay, on that note, the Gemara now tells us a story. Mishtabeach le rovo le Rav Nachman, birav schoiro. Ravo was telling Rav Nachman about Rav Secheira. He was praising him to Adam Gadol Hu, that Rav Secheira is a great person. He's a great guy. So Amar Loi, so Rav Nachman said, if Rav Secheira ever comes to visit you, have you Eliyadi, bring him to me. I would like to meet him. So, as it happened, Havale Nidra Lemishra. So Rav Secheira had a neder that he needed somebody to be matter for him. Also, the comment to Rav Nachman. So, no problem. So, they brought him to Rav Nachman to be matter. Omar Le Nadarta Adai to the Hachi. So, Rav Nachman started asking him questions to try to find the Pesach. He says, when you made the Shavua, did you mean this? Omar Le In? Yeah, I meant it. Adai to the Hachi. Did you mean this? In? Yes. Kamazim a couple times back and forth. Every time Rav Nachman tried to find the Pesach and says, oh, you probably didn't mean this when you took upon yourself the neder. And Rav Schreira's answer was, no, I knew this was going to happen. So he made it impossible for him to find the Pesach. Because he says, I knew all of this beforehand. So Ikbid Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman got very angry. Amar Le, or he was Machbid. It bothered him. So Amar Le, Zilakal Echa, go back to your tent. Meaning, I can't help you. If every time I ask you a question, you're just going to say, yeah, I meant it. So I, that was what I meant in the first place. So then I can't find the Pesach for you. So get out of here. So Nofek, Rav Schoira, so Rav Schoira left Rav Nachman's presence. And he found a Pesach for himself. Now, as we'll see, he finally found a Pesach that he didn't think of before, that he didn't think of at the time that he made the neder. Because, right? Meaning... Oh, yeah. So obviously so now that he found this excuse, he was able to take it either back to Rav Nachman or to somebody else to be matir him. But what was his excuse? His excuse was that, Rebbe Oimer, because Rebbe taught us, Ezehi derech yishara sheyavar loy ha'odom, what is the proper way that a person should generally behave? Kol shehi teferes la'oisa, that it beautifies the person who does it, the teferes loy min ha'odom, and it also looks good to other people. So it should be loisa. I mean, it should look good for Hashem's sake. For you, it's good for your relationship with Hashem, and also it makes it good for other people. So when other people see you, they say, "Oh, this is a good thing." Then you know you're doing the right thing. However, Vahasha the ikbid Rav Nachman, but now that Rav Nachman got angry at me, so obviously I died to the Hachi loy nidri. I never made a neder. I never would have made a neder in a way that gets Rav Nachman angry. So if it gets Rav Nachman angry, so obviously I'm not doing the right thing. If I'm not doing the right thing, I don't mean to be matter that. I don't, that was not how I took upon myself this neder of Shara Lenafshe, and he was matter again. He was matter himself, meaning not that he can't be matter himself, but rather he found something that he could tell somebody else that this is a Pesach, so the other person can be matter him. Okay, we'll just finish off with a few more lines of the Gemara, and then we'll stop. Rav Shimon Berebi, Havalei Nidra Lemishra. So Rav Shimon Berebi also had a neder. Also the Kamayah de Rabbanan. He came to the Rabbanan to find him a neder, to find him a Pesach. To undo the neder. Amri lay, so they said to him, Nadarta adai to the Hachi. Did you think about this when you made the neder? In. Yes, that's what I thought. Adai to the Hachi. Did you think about this? In. Kamazim and back and forth. They thought, he said, again, they were trying to find something, a new circumstance so that they could say you have a Pesach that you want to be matir. Okay. So now on the top of Chokim el Amaral, we're just going to do the first four lines. So each time as the conversation was going back and forth, so first they were sitting in the sun, That's Mishimsha the sun, and then they went to the shade, and then they went from the shade, and then back to the sun. I guess this was a whole process. It took a long time. And everybody was going back and forth and back and forth. Right, we'll skip the parentheses. It just says the same thing. So, Amarle, Butnis Bere Da'aba Shol Ben Butnis. So, he said, the son of Abishol said to him, Mina Daita Daita, did you think about the Mitsari Rabbanim Litul, Lishimshul, Mishimshul Litul? Did you think when you made the nether that you're going to cause this aggravation, that you're going to cause the Rabbanim to go back and forth and back and forth? Amalei Loi. So he says, no. I never would have made the nether if I thought that I was trying to, that I was going to drive everybody crazy. Vishaya, and that was enough of a heter. So again, similar type of story where the Pesach that they find was because of circumstances that happened later. Now, the reason the Ran points out, this is very important, and we'll end with this point. The reason why it was so important for these Rabbonim to find a, so to speak, a Pesach of a new circumstance versus saying, I regret the fact that I made the Neder in the first place, was because, as the Ran explains, that the issue was that he made a Neder, for example, that he was going to fast a certain number of times. And he had already fasted a number of those times. Let's say it took upon himself, just for example, 10 times. And he already fasted 5 times. Now, if you say that the nether is charota, that I never made to make the nether in the first place, that means it was never a nether in the first place. That means the tanesim that he did don't count as a tainus. Because in order for it to be a tainus, you have to be mekabel upon yourself a nether. So, he didn't want to find a Pesach that was going to be a regret retroactively. He wanted to find a Pesach which was something new, an unforeseen circumstance, which makes the neder not chal going forward. That's why in each case, Rav Sechira and Rav Shimon Berebi, in each one of those cases, they were looking for something, a neder that was saying, oh, this is a new situation that I didn't realize was going to happen. I didn't realize Rav Nachman was going to get angry. I didn't realize I was going to drive the Rabbanon crazy. So that's something new, which means the neder, the tanesim that they did beforehand, are still going to be chal, they're still going to be in effect. And you don't lose out what you did in the past. It only makes it that going forward, you don't have to keep the neder anymore. Okay, we'll stop over here, Mitzvah.